Good evening, all. Welcome to the City of Tukwila's Finance and Governance Committee for Monday, August 8th. So we will start with the business agenda, item one, which is the 303 facilities project. City Hall, and is it Henry?
Sarah?
I'm Sarah.
Looks like Hardy.
Oh, Hardy, you're doing this one? No.
Yeah. Good afternoon, committee members. Henry Ansara is out. He's flexed day on Monday. I do want to give it a start, and then the facilities manager Cody will pick up the details. I want to bring this item to the finance committee that we do have a CIP project that's in our this year's budget for City Hall siding repairs. And as you know, the City Hall is built in 1977 and has original siding. And the southern exposed side of the building has several areas siding is rotted. So it's a project that we have identified a few years ago and put it on the budget. And Cody can provide the details of all of the three bids that we received. What I want to bring to your attention is we went through three bids. This bid is including sales tax is $113,499.34. It's above what we have budgeted. We budgeted $100,000. However, the rest of the two bids are even more higher. One, the highest one was like $160,000. As you know, the costs have gone up and supply chain issues. So we think it's a pretty good bid to proceed forward. And I want to bring to your attention that the 303 fund balance, we have about $500,000 in the fund that's dedicated for work like this. And I think this is a good project to work on. And I also want to add that we are going to use that money and do a few more projects next year, including the facilities report, and more details will be provided to you in the budgeting. Thank you. Cody, you have anything to add?
No, I really think you summed it up pretty well. Just the other two bids were $220,000 and $180,000, so it kind of shows you the magnitude of which one the bids are. So this was a really good bid that we vetted, made sure there were no errors, and we decided this is the best bid to move forward with. Thank you.
Any good questions?
A couple of them. Pacific Interiors, reputable company. Have we worked with them before?
Yeah, they're a licensed and bonded contractor. I don't think we've done a project with them prior, but when Henry vetted them, everything checked out. And they gave a pretty comprehensive bid items, yes.
And I'm going to ask this question going forward a lot on any contract. Did we try to find anybody that has a company in Tukwila?
Yes, we always look for companies in Tukwila.
And nobody bid? Okay, that's all I have.
Oh. Can you, what do you think the chances are? That's a big difference in price range from 200 and some and 180 and then 100. Did they just become the low bid? Do you think they're going to come back with add-ons?
We don't think there's too many add-ons available. I mean, really, the contract is defined for what it is, and it actually encompasses all the work.
Okay. And do you guys put a maintenance schedule in to, paint and repair every so often? Because the way I read this here, there really hasn't been a lot of maintenance on this south side for a long, long time. And
yes.
That's just creating more damage.
Yeah, I can answer. I mean, Cody is fairly new in this question, and myself also not too long ago here at the city. But I think this is what we, under the leadership of Cody's management and facilities, what we're trying to get to is we want to go through all of our facilities and rank them and prioritize them and create a roadmap or a comp plan or 12-year plan. That's what we think should be done for all of the remaining buildings. And then maintenance items should be identified. And if I understood the philosophy under the previous public works directors, and this is just what I understood, is that they would set aside $350,000 to $500,000 a year for facilities maintenance, and they will identify projects ahead if they can. Otherwise, they assume there's going to be painting, maintenance issues related to HVAC system, the known repeat projects, so they will set aside the money to maintain those. That's how it was done previously. Thank you.
Okay. So I appreciate the articulation that you reviewed the bid for errors, and from what you know going forward, there are no errors. So really locking in on that price, and I think that's a step where our due diligence, we take a look at that. And then I think maybe this is a question for Hari, maybe to get back to us later, is, you know, have we missed anything in the sense of where historically we kind of bunch projects in kind of City Hall, you know, 6300 building, and you don't have to answer it now, but it'd be good to come back to say, you know, can we actually attribute to the problem because we kind of compartmentalized those improvements until, you know, we're assuming that we were making investments. But it sounds like your plan is to really assess the situation and under Cody's leadership, really get a grasp on the totality of the facilities.
The answer is everything you, the committee members have mentioned is exactly what happened. Is when the buildings were new, they're more forgiving. If you had not taken a comprehensive plan, they did okay. But I think what we need to look at is, are the buildings energy efficient? That's one aspect. Are how good are the windows? How are they letting any energy out? That's one audit we can quickly do. And we also have a report about the seismic readiness of these buildings. And I think we shared that last meeting with you. And we also know the issues of HVAC system, how well they're functioning in the summer and in harsh winter with the heating. So all of the above, I don't think it's any good pointing fingers now where we are, but I think what we need to do is take a full-on control of every building that we're going to keep moving forward. And we have to look at how much is the maintenance cost, and then we have to strategically, under your guidance, committee and council, we have to decide which ones we should focus on and which ones we should decide to either defer maintenance or do away with any of the buildings. That's sort of a list that we should go through. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm in another organization that has a large facility that's replacing its south face. And when we dug into it, we found problems with leaks coming down from the roof, interior pieces of what is the siding with trouble, all kinds of insulation problems. So we're doing a major overhaul. South-facing surfaces of buildings have these kinds of problems. Are we just putting lipstick here on it and covering it with some paint, and then you're going to come back later and say we have to do real work on it?
That is a very good question, council member. We did look at that question very seriously just last week, and my thoughts on that were that side of the siding is actually in a really bad shape. And I do think that even if we, I think City Hall is a historic building. I think the, we want to keep it, make it last longer. But the seismic improvements, most of the bracing from what we understood is going to be interior and also towards the front where there are more of the glass windows are. So we, at this point, knowing what we know, the investment that we will do in the siding is not going to be a waste or a cost that will be redone. Or what we think is it's actually is a good protection, good investment for the future.
Well, it's a temporary protection, but we could end up opening the whole thing up and replacing the siding itself, possibly roofing and gutters. What I guess what I'm asking is, did you have someone inspect it? Like I would for my home, and find out all the problems?
I think Henry had some contractors looked at it, just this particular part of the siding, where they have the degradation was quick, and so we're trying to arrest that to go in too deep. But the other the entire building, we don't have a report other than the seismic report, which touched base a little bit on some of the siding and some of the painting, some of the windows. Well, to answer your question directly, we don't have a comprehensive report on this particular building for all the minor and major repairs at this point.
It seems like we had the same situation with the TCC. We actually started to get to the painting and then suddenly decided we had to redo all the siding. So at what point do we change gears and do we have this paint job get done completely and we surprise ourselves later like we did the TCC, or what do you want to, I'm just trying to understand the logic.
Right. So again, Council, it's your direction. If you want us to pause and look at a much bigger issue at this stage, but what we think is this repair, this money that we spend is not going to be a waste, because if we want to look at the full report, full of this facility and then the 6300, and we want to evaluate which one to keep, which one to tear it down, what to do, it's going to take another depending on the money sources, so we can take another 2 years before the next construction project takes on. We think this repair, if it's done now with the money we have in the 303 fund with the good bid we have, it's not going to be waste. It will protect the building for the, at least the near duration until the next big project takes on.
Okay.
All right, if the contract's approved, when would they do the work?
We would like them to do as soon as the contract is signed. So in the next 4 weeks.
So are we comfortable forwarding this to the consent agenda for
8/15? I'm actually kind of nervous about this, to be honest. It's been a 300. It's a great bid. You did the process right. I'm just nervous about basically covering up future problems. Let's say we're going to hold our water for 2 years, and I don't know how much worse it's going to get. It just feels not smart to not just assess what's the situation with at least the siding and insulation, et cetera, which feels like a one day even your own code officer could do. I don't know who the experts are. And if they agreed with you, then I'd be go, okay. But if it needs to be torn up and fixed, I feel like spreading $300,000 over it and spending more money fixing it and tearing it up later could be a bad thing. Sorry, 100.
Yeah, 100,000.
I don't know how I got that thing for the king digger. So,
well, let's bifurcate. I think clearly I articulated what the scenario is. I thought I heard Hari say it's still a good investment, but I think there is more comprehensive. What is the public works plan for actually prioritizing so we aren't spending money for cosmetic efforts, but we actually truly know the significant challenges that are facing us in facilities.
Right.
So
this decision right now is void of that.
Yes. Yeah, that's not fair.
That's why I'm
but it's flagged, and I think, Ari, maybe you should think about how you come back to us with that comprehensive approach. I know you said that it's the council's, in council's purview, but we need to have something to react to. And that, and I also hear you saying that previous leadership, we don't necessarily want to look back, we want to look forward. So I think what generally you're hearing is a comprehensive assessment of truly where we are and maybe potential facilities, strong facilities assessments, so that we aren't just doing the surface without knowing deeply what's beneath the surface. So I think that's an important part of this discussion. So, I mean, again, I'll ask again if we're comfortable forwarding this, and I know we could hang something on this, but I don't know that you're prepared to speak to what's beneath, but I think what you're hearing is that there needs to be a more detailed assessment around the state of facilities so we can make the best decisions going forward.
And what I'm saying is I'll pull it from any consent agenda if we don't have more information on the siding. And I'll rally other council members because this, I don't want to spend money and then tear it out.
I think that was clear. We don't have to put it on the consent agenda. You always have that option. But I think what we wanted to convey was take a stronger look.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be us disagreeing with one another because we aren't disagreeing with one another. So as long as it's clear, Hari, you know where we're coming from, we don't have to take that extra measure, but it is important to us as we consider this improvement.
Can we move forward and then not have it be on the consent agenda?
Yeah, sure.
I think that's the first step, and he needs to come back with information.
That would allow him to...
That way he can move his stuff, you know, keep things moving in motion. But I think, you know, say in a week to tell us this is like high quality, medium quality, or terrible quality siding and other complications is a pretty small ask.
Well, and using past decisions as an example, should be motivation for coming forward with something in addition as we consider this.
Well, does that make sense, Ari?
Yeah, and I do want to share a little bit more information. As you know, that in the past, we were looking at how many staff we have at the City Hall campus and how much square footage that we need at each of the building. And there were some things that have changed since the COVID and with the work from remote work and other, there is not as much square footage being needed per staff. Like the way it used to be. And also there are some new things that we're looking at, like putting the public works engineering staff also with the public works maintenance staff to make a better team there. And maybe that's going to provide more room here at the City Hall. Because originally when we looked at the City Hall itself is not enough to provide the number of employees we have room for all of us that are here at the campus, but now it looks like that may have changed. Now we think we may be able to comfortably fit all of the staff that's left here within the existing footprint of City Hall, and we do need to look at that and say, let's invest in City Hall, let's look at moving everybody there, and then decide, once we decide that's what we're doing, then we have to strategically look at how do we protect this existing building, where do we start improvements, and all of that conversation we can bring with that existing 303 fund. There's $520,000 in it, the money left after this project. We could do a facility report with that, and that can lead the council the right direction forward. But I agree with Councilmember Crawler that I can go back to Henry and Sarah and look at some of the conversations we had with contractors and see maybe there is more information that I can bring back as far as the existing siding contract itself before your next COW.
Perfect.
All right, so we are going to forward this to the regular meeting. It won't be on consent. Is everyone comfortable with that?
Yes.
Okay.
And Tari's bringing back information.
Yes,
on
heard that.
Condition of signing.
Heard that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks. All right, to business agenda item D, City Council compensation. Laurel.
Yes. Last year, you approved the council compensation ordinance through the year 2023 and asked me to return this year so you could make a more thoughtful, educated determination about years beyond 2023. The Washington State Constitution prohibits any council member from increasing or decreasing salary during the term of office, as you know. So the earliest any position could be adjusted is the year 2024. The current code states that if at any time your compensation rate of increase falls significantly below cost of living, it will be reevaluated. Current compensation of $12.50 per month has been in place since 2014, and the inflation rate has increased 31.91% since then. I emailed some of you that I had that typo in the memo. I do apologize. 31.91%. Next chart just shows you kind of the history of the compensation here. It's, you can see it's been slow to change over the years. It's not an easy thing for council to do. New information on the next page, I learned that to participate, if you're participating in a state retirement plan, elected officials must earn 90 times the state minimum wage. So you've fallen behind with your current rate, and the increase in the state minimum wage to $14.49 per hour this year, you would have to earn at least $1,304.10 per month to earn that service credit. I'm suggesting you do consider a modest increase for four main reasons. One, to reflect the significant cost of living since 2014. Two, to more reasonably reflect the time and effort involved. Three, to make public service attractive and help encourage diverse members of our community to pursue elected office. Four, to resume earning service credits for those that participate. So just for consideration, the table below suggests a monthly increase of the $200 per month, which would begin in 2024 for positions 2, 4, and 6, that wouldn't then be able to take effect for the remaining four positions until 2026. This would be a 16% increase, which is about half of what the cost of living actually was. Under this hypothetical situation, in the year 2024 for those three positions, that would be a $7,200 impact to the budget. As you're considering this, you might also consider building in a percentage change in future years to avoid having you fall behind so significantly. And so I'm looking for your discussion on this. Obviously, it would require an ordinance, which we would work to implement as part of the budget process. And I'm very curious about your thoughts. Thanks.
I can speak to it. In my mind, I've always had a number like 1,400 in my mind. That's a little bit less than what you propose here. I do like the idea of tying it to a CPI going forward. So I would be in favor of a modest increase. Could be 200, didn't have to be 200. And then thereafter, lining up with the CPI. It hasn't been changed a decade. By the time you get enacted, it will be a decade. That's modest. So I'm okay with that.
Well, my comments are, I don't think many of us do this for the money, but you are correct. There are marginalized communities that would find it more attractive and higher income that might help us diversify the council even more. I'm comfortable with it as it is proposed. Let's see, automated piece. Because I think we're going to go through some difficult economic times, I would hold off on that and let a future council make that decision.
What's the automated piece, the CPI?
Just build in a
4%
percentage increase
to we get
so. Oh, it takes the significance out of it, but I just feel like, you know, we have a slowly changing council, and I think that we have only that for that. Rather than tell them how it's going to be.
I'm comfortable with what's being proposed. And I think the reason why is knowing that, there are folks that would be interested. And to me, this is me speaking for myself, it's not about the money. It's you're bringing your lived experience forward. If we're not even kind of keeping up with inflation, and really what this comes down to is gas, you know, there's a lot of things that we do that isn't reported as far as going to events and doing things. And it's not so much about that, but it's also not taking on a hardship to serve. And so I would just frame it as, you know, I think just in general, we should pay people for their lived experiences. And this is one way. And for those that are working in a professional environment, this is part-time. And this is actually part-time, almost full-time work to do the reading and the work. And the compensation is just a small percentage of that. And so people have a lot of choices to pursue their careers. And we're saying, you know, and I think in general is serving the public on top of that. And I think the last thing we want is for it to be a hardship. And so making no assumptions about people's motivations, you know, there are challenges that occur in this job that nobody will ever know and that nobody will ever pay us for. Folks sign up and come, you know, every day, and it's supposed to be in the meetings and things like that. So it's a tough conversation to have, and I think you can be really principled and make a pontificate about, well, we shouldn't get this or that. But I think a lot of our decisions are informed by those that come after us. And so it's for all the reasons I'm supportive of what's recommendation going forward.
Okay, thank you.
So who said yes, but not the automated?
Yeah, I think that was, I don't even think there was a plan in place. I think what you said was we consider we need to consider or one. I'm sorry, it wasn't that we needed to consider, but that could be in another agenda item. And basically, what we're saying is for now, that's not upcoming.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
We're on to miscellaneous assumptions.
Yeah. I just wanted to provide a really quick status update. These two were in the Finance and Governance Committee where, and you were on that day, a specific proposal to do an honorary street naming was brought forward. The committee that night said, let's hold off on this specific proposal. We want staff to do some work reviewing other cities' naming policies, bring back a proposal for our city's naming policy that makes it a little bit more predictable, consistent, and builds in a community process. And either of you can add to that if you'd like. And those things take time, so I wasn't ready to present a draft tonight, but I'm getting close. I do have a draft, and I need to vet it through the city attorney and other people. I just wanted to let you all know that's where it's in progress. I would love to bring it back at the next committee meeting, and then you would have something to review. So that's all I wanted to say about that.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Is there also a lock-on item? Just set them all.
I think we have some guests here that wanted to share. There's not a walk-on item on the agenda, but I'm happy to entertain.
Do you mind if I key it up real quick? This conversation occurred during National Night Out at Westfield.
Okay.
And
although we've seen these gentlemen,
the original request was to follow up on a council meeting where we said, come back with what you need to us. They were seeking some time with the whole council, and when we started talking, I had the deputy chief with me, pulled him in, because the conversation is about providing up to two officers at the mall. And I think there's an arrangement they can explain already at Auburn, at their mall. And because of safety issues, they think it would be prudent to do and take a couple of years to put it in place. The conversations up to a year long have occurred with Rachel, the chief, the deputy chief, et cetera. And so that's why I went, oh, this belongs in committee. Had a conversation with Laurel. It actually belongs in another committee, but since it's financial in nature and we're asking for the biennial budget, it's coming here. So you can understand, and they can give the details, but they're looking to do a 50-50 match. So with that, take it away.
Thank you, Council, for taking us on last minute. We appreciate it, as always. I'll just reintroduce myself. I'm Marta Boharmis. I'm the general manager of Westfield South Center Mall. And then we have now Deep Singh, who is our assistant general manager, but was our former security director on site as well. I'll tee it up, and then I will turn it over to Navdeep. We are here today to discuss the future plan to have two officers who have a specific beat to the center. This plan was created to basically be a safety net for our community and for the people that are customers of South Center Mall. What we're looking to do is we are looking to put this in place when possible, but secure that this is something that can be done. Our organization is looking to do a 50-50 split, where if the city provides us with one officer, we will take on the expense of the second. We feel by doing so, we can really impact the rise in violent crime at the center, while also deterring gang violence through the process. With that, as setting it up, I will turn it over to Navdeep Singh, and he will take over the discussions that were had prior and where we'd like to go from here.
Thank you, Council, for giving us the time. Just kind of giving you some background information. This actually started back in 2019. We had discussions with the police chief at that time was Bruce Litton, and the reason currently the way we operate here at Westfield South Center, we offer ODO hours, which is off-time overtime hours to PD to supplement our security program here. And with the staffing shortage that PD has had, we've had months where we have gone unfilled at like 50% of the hours. And especially as most of you are aware, last year we had five different separate incidents of shooting here at the mall, where our security team is just not equipped to handle that sort of situation. That's why we are requesting this program, which is something that Auburn does, where they have two designated police officers. Their whole beat is the center. Basically, that it would be their patrol area that they establish. We would pay for one of the officers. When we did the cost projections last year, it came up to about $127,000 per officer. So we would provide the financial resources for one officer, and if the city can support us on the other officer. We would continue to have some sort of off-duty overtime hours for PD to supplement that. Obviously, they'll have off days or vacation days, or also during the holiday period where we kind of already supplement a lot of our security with extra PD hours. So that would continue as well. So what we're asking is if we can look at this. We understand that this is going to take time. This is in just preliminary stages of establishing this partnership, but and kind of working through the kinks and what that would look like with Chief Drever and Chief Lund. But what we're essentially asking is a 50-50 split. If you guys provide one officer, we would pay for the other officer, and they would operate out of our community resource center, which we recently relaunched.
I just want to say Lund knew that both he and Chief Drever wouldn't be able to be here, but supported the idea of bringing this up this week so we could get on it sooner.
Saw Commander Rock was on the screen. Is there anything PD that wants to speak to it?
This isn't an agenda item. It's a miscellaneous.
Okay.
So I think the goal would be to have a comprehensive response from the chief and deputy chief.
Okay.
Yeah, Commander Rock, if you want to set that up for that conversation, you're more than happy.
Certainly, I'll take care of that.
We heard some numbers that were refined. That when we were having the casual conversation, their estimates were very preliminarily between $250,000 a year and $300,000 a year. So I heard words like $150,000 from the from the up to 150 from the mall.
And I think the important piece here is that we understand that there's a difference between when this was initially this conversation initially happened where we are today. So I think the conversation will definitely need to be something that we go offline and really say, what do those numbers look like? What is the commitment? How is the position going to be listed, since it is a specialty position for this center? So we understand this is not a, oh, yes, you're going to give it to us today and we're done and we're happy, we're good. This is definitely something we understand will take some time to come to full fruition.
And at the same time, we're considering the biennial budget, which is 2 years from now when they want things to happen. It seems like we ought to be carving out where's our 150 coming from. So.
Not on the realm. Thank you for, one, coming to the full council meeting and kind of sharing your concerns and then following up and then coming here. I just want you to know we heard you in detail in your words. And, you know, we have a really deliberative budget process. So I just want to thank you for taking the time to come here. We're not on the cusp of making a decision. We're just getting started, which is why, you know, hearing from you now is valuable in this process. But, it is, you know, I appreciate you taking the time to give the context for what you're proposed. And then we'll look to hear from the chief and maybe the deputy chief at an upcoming meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Council. We appreciate it. Everyone, thank you for giving us the time. We look forward to hearing soon.
Thank you. All right. We are at the end of our agenda. Adjourned.
Thank you very much.